Hi. So in this video, I want to talk about how to engage with wildly alive. You're going to see the population of all of these different videos and lessons and exercises and types of prompts, tons of resources. I'm really into resourcing. And right off the bat, I just want to full-blown just say that if you're learning anything in Wildly Alive, I want you to feel confident in letting this be a choose your own curriculum, choose your own adventure. Like everyone will do this completely differently, depending on where they're at in their lives, how they like learning, what they want and are excited by right now, and their capacity. So, this idea of capacity feels really important to talk about with you in this video. Okay, so if I had purchased this offering, I wish it had existed for me some 4 or 5 years ago. I probably would have taken one of these exercises and done it for like a really long time. I don't think that I could have even like taken all of this at one time because I didn't have the capacity in my system for the kind of growth for the catalyst that each of these exercises and lessons can bring to you. One of the reasons that Wildly Alive needs to be self-paced is because every individual is going to come to these exercises with different capacity. Capacity, Luis Mojica said to me once in conversation, is our authenticity, and our authenticity is our capacity. If we want to work on our house, we can't authentically make our house the center of our priorities unless we have the capacity for it, unless we have the time, unless we have the money. You know, we can't feel like we're being authentic about our value that family means everything if we just like really don't have the capacity to give people in our family the time and the energy and the intention that we might want to give to them. Like, we can't have more clients, authentically be able to take more clients unless we really have the capacity to receive them and care for them, you know? So capacity's like everything to me. It's a really powerful word that I'm inviting you to bring into your life of like, do I have the capacity for this, right? So part of capacity is like what your body system can hold. And this is from what I've learned practicing trauma releasing and healing trauma in my own body, is learning that like the body system can only take so much sensation. Whether that's pleasurable sensation or whether that's uncomfortable sensation, right? Like the body can only take so much sensation based on our capacity, based on how much trauma we're holding, and how much we may or may not contract around certain things, from fear. Fear that it will be amazing and fear that it won't be amazing. And so a lot of the exercises, like Wildly Alive, is designed to help increase your capacity for the gifts of the elements and how, in living in relationship to these elements, you expand the sense of feeling wildly alive. However, everyone will come to this material with different capacity levels of like how much fire, how much water they really want to make space for in their body. So thus, the best way to do wildly alive is to follow your capacity levels. What I'm inviting you to do is work in a non-linear way based on how excited you feel about doing an exercise. If you're avoiding an exercise, please do not feel, do not attribute like a problem to this. Don't feel guilty about this. Please understand that if you're avoiding an exercise, it's probably just that you don't have capacity for it right now. And what you'll be doing is building towards the capacity to do that invitation. So whenever you come upon a prompt from me that you just like, you just notice that there's a resistance or a block or some sense of like, I don't want to do that. Just like, let it, just move on to the next one. Like it's not linear. You don't have to go in any kind of order. Start with like, this sounds like an exciting one to work with right now. And just stay with it as long as it feels exciting and it's nourishing and it's helping you. Like you're actually feeling shifts in your life because of doing that exercise and that prompt. As you feel like you've been moving through what excites you, you can move into what you find nervous sighting, as my older daughter said when she was 5 years old. She was like, I'm really nervous sighted about the dance competition, not competition, but like the dance recital, because she was nervous and excited. So nervous sighted is a beautiful place to be for growth because you're right at that edge of like, I'm excited, but I'm also really nervous about this. Like I'm kind of scared, but I'm also excited. And that's a really beautiful zone for growing capacity. And so like, if something feels nervous sighting, like get into it when you're ready to do it, because it's going to be really great. But I would say start with what's just exciting to do, just exciting. And then after nervous sighted, then you might go back to those, any of those prompts that you just were like, nope, I'm not doing that right now, and see how it feels then. And that could be months from now. Because if I had taken this course 4 or 5 years ago, it would have taken me like a year to get through just like one element, I think, because everything would be just like so catalyzing and so new for me, like the new ways of being, you know, like just huge shifts. But if I had signed up for this like 2 years ago, maybe I'd get through it in like 8 weeks, 10 weeks, because a lot of things would feel like, okay, and next, the next nervous sighting thing. Okay. You know, and then, like if I were to take it now, like this is all the stuff that I've already been doing, you know? So it wouldn't take me any time at all. Right. Like none of this stuff is scary for me anymore. But a lot of things in there there would have been a lot of resistance to certain exercises. And the advice I would give to my younger self is the advice that I give to clients, and the advice that I would give to you is just like, just leave it alone then. Just like, come back. Sometimes like, let's say one of those exercises has multi-steps or it's inviting you to create a list. A way to like tap yourself into it is just like now and then just like do one little thing in it, or like, I'm just going to add one thing to a list and I'll just come back when I'm ready. Because sometimes we avoid the exercise because it's like, it feels like so overwhelming to complete all the steps, or like, oh gosh, you know, and stuff, you know, stuff's going to come up in that process and that feels overwhelming. And so you're like, no. So either just completely avoid that for now, or ask yourself, is there a way that I could like dip my toe in, just like dip it in? Just because I say to do this whole thing doesn't mean you have to do the whole thing all at once. it may be that your way of doing that exercise is to do it for 3 months, like a whole season. You're working on completing it. And that's totally amazing. So in short, then, my Britain's Guide to Wildly Alive would be to choose your own adventure based on exciting, then nervous sighting, then go back to the things that you consciously were like, I don't want to do that. Or even unconsciously, like, just like, I don't see it. It's not there, you know, and like, love yourself for this process. Love yourself. Fill yourself with the highest levels of compassion for your pacing. This is your investment. Nobody's going to like ask you to be complete by a certain date. There's no exam coming up. You're not competing with other students for like, who's the best at this? Who's the most wildly alive? This is not a test, you know? So it's yours for you to do in the ways that will work best for you. And so this needed to be a self-paced offering so that it could be non-linear and tailored precisely to your learning style and your capacity. So there's no way to do this wrong. There's no way to be a bad student. You can do whatever you want. My advice is to take it based on those measurements of how excited you feel yourself to be. As long as you're in that excited zone, you can't get overwhelmed, you know, because you're excited. If you find that like you're doing Wildly Alive like 24/7, after 4 weeks, you might hit a wall and be like, oh my God, I can't do anymore. And then maybe you don't come back to it for like 6 months. Like, cool. It's your investment. So, yeah. I think I say this in another video, or maybe I said it in this video, but this investment is not based on completion. This investment becomes worth it potentially immediately, just in the willingness to call this in, like already like received its value. It's something that we're not doing anymore, frankly, in the new world that we're building, that we're not like playing around with these ideas of getting one's money's worth and obsessing over value received in these like, where we're working against completion measures, you know. You may have gotten your value received in the promo for this, because the promo may have been so opening for you, you know? So you can relieve yourself of this sense of like, I gotta do such and such for my money's worth. No, because like, that's not a measurable thing actually, and you may already have gotten it. Just go forth to what excites you and see what happens. I'm wishing you all the very best, and I can't wait to hear from you at some point if you ever feel ready to share how you feel that you're receiving from this offering. Thank you.